I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Alice at 97.3.
I just want to taste it. Variety and good vibes.
Good vibes and variety. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, Monday. Fine.
Hello.
You're here. We'll deal with you all day. With fun, though. With fun and laughter.
Oh, this is good and easy stuff. Yeah. My wife just called and said, Edie's a little sick.
Oh.
So she gets to work and...
Oh, and take care of a sick kid.
Take care of a sick kid.
Oh, my God. That's wonderful.
Said, oh, my gosh. Bye.
Oh. Is she supposed to go to school today?
Of course.
Oh, boy. That's the best.
What fun. Every parent knows that feeling.
Yeah, well, I mean, at least you can work from home. That's because, man, that's a scramble.
It's a big improvement for sure.
Trevor Noah and George Lopez tickets all this week. We've got your chance to win tickets for both all at once. We're looking for the funniest text from you, our listeners, throughout the morning show. Text us your best. 800-400-3697. Same old regular text line. Just weigh in on the show. Be funny. You guys are on fire today. Good job. And if your text is selected as the text of the day, the funniest one, you'll win a pair of tickets to see Trevor Noah on May 24th and George Lopez on May 31st, both at the Mountain Winery Concert Series, courtesy of Golden Voice. That'll be fun. That's gonna be, I can tell people are trying to be hilarious. Got anything sticking out to you right now?
Hadn't read any in the last few minutes. Was in the other room on the phone hearing about my wife's change of schedule today.
We still, we could... We need some more. We've got a couple that were funny, but I think it can be
better. I like the You Know What You Should Do one. I thought that was the best one
so far. That one was good.
I mean, that was
415 is saying that Chapel Roan may have said a lot more than just the I can't even mention it. That may be why you didn't mention it as well.
No, I just saw like the quotes that everyone was going bananas over. I would love to hear the full. Maybe we can bleep that and get her full range. About children, you mean?
No, this is about how she likes... Kissing Australia.
Oh, yes. Yeah, no, she said plenty. She was on a podcast for quite a while.
Oh.
The things, everyone was totally down with that part.
Oh.
Like, yes, that sounds fantastic.
I like that too.
The people with the children who were enjoying the show up till the point where she was like, you guys are a bunch of angry. That's when they got mad and that's when she made the news. The other stuff, everyone was like, oh, so lesbians do that? Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super fun.
Mm-hmm. Do you have more thoughts on that? Or?
No, I mean, I could go all day, really. I take that back. Yes, I have a lot of thoughts.
Mm. Nothing that
all
you want to share?
There's not one bad thing to say about any of it, except that it's probably not the time or the place. What I really want to hear about, I imagine so much has happened in Hollywood over the weekend. Yeah. I can't wait to hear.
You know, it's funny that you would say that because... that Jessica Simpson is in the news. And just guess what part of the snake Jessica Simpson drinks to preserve her vocal cords.
What?
Guess what part of the snake Jessica Simpson drinks. To laugh at that.
Talking actual snakes here.
We're talking actual
snakes.
Slithery snakes.
Well, since
like
snakes are made of meat, I don't know how she's drinking them.
Guess what parts of the snake part, just one part. Guess what part of the snake Jessica Simpson drinks to preserve her vocal cords? To preserve her vocal cords.
Is this a venom thing?
No.
I can't imagine.
That's a good guess. That's a good solid.
So, you can't tell me that someone's gathering snake number one.
Nope. No, not snake number one. Not number two either. Is it, what's number three?
It's only for boys.
Yes. If right. Number four is blood. So that's number three is only for boys. It's snake number three.
I don't know.
I'm going to do the international sign for.
Okay.
Snakes make that too?
Apparently. Now, I will admit. So they don't. I don't know how they reproduce.
There's somebody out there in the world following a snake around when he goes over to his lady's house, and he, or his partner's house is maybe a better. Mm-hmm. I mean, he could be a gay snake. Who knows? But he, then
that
they,
would be double the. I mean, double the fun.
They jump in right as the snake's making that face and the toes are starting to curl and pull him off and gather the as
number three,
as you say.
Yes.
Well, I think that snakes have cloacas.
What just happened?
It's like what birds have. Because they produce eggs, but I think that they just have.
You would ruin that's not, a good.
Stop it. It's a cloaca joke. It's funny.
A cloaca joke.
One hole to rule them all.
Didn't think I would hear that today.
I think they wrap around each other and they smush their, I don't know. I did not look this up this morning, but I think that like reptiles and birds and they have been egg laying animals have this, they don't, there's no, I don't, I think they just rub a thing together like this and they wrap around each other and then there's something's transferred. So I'm thinking they put like female pheromones with the male snake and then give it like a fake snake to wrap around that is some kind of receptacle for whatever for the number three.
So they do wrap around each other's body, but he does have a member.
Tell me more.
I don't want to get into, you can imagine what he does with it. Copulates with the female snake. So I guess if he's got a member, he could be milked. So maybe they're milking snakes.
And so when she does this, does she also get it all over or is it just straight down the hatch?
No, that's the salmon that, if you recall, Jennifer Aniston was saying, I take this salmon number three and use that on my, and she's got a good face.
Yeah, I really like
remember
her.
When that was happening?
Yep. No, I don't remember the.
That was a big deal salmon. Because people were like, wow. Other people came forward and said, yes, I also enjoy the salmon, which makes it hard to order salmon in a row. Like, I'll take the salmon, knowing what happens with some parts of the salmon. Jessica Simpson drinks a, quote, Chinese herb cocktail to preserve. And when they say cocktail, I think they mean mixture of things. It doesn't sound like she's getting drunk.
Oh, that's just one of the things in the mix.
Yes. And she didn't even know it was in there. Until her friend looked up the ingredients, because her friend was like, what on earth is this that you're drinking? And she's like, apparently it tastes kind of like honey. And it's for her vocal cords. She's a singer. So sure, her vocal cords.
And then right there was sperm.
She Googled the ingredients in the thing. How dare you know what number three is? Stop it. So she didn't know what was in it. It was recommended to her by her vocal coach. She was doing it for the, you know, she said, okay, well, I found out what's in it and I don't care. It's helping me. I will drink that. I'm having that. I'm ordering that. She posted an Instagram video where she's just gurgling it, gurgle, gurgle, straight out of the bottle. And she's all, if you want a good vocal, you got to drink snake number three. So there it is. Now we know, you guys.
So this is part of her comeback.
Yes, she... I think, I don't know how long she's been married, but it's been a long time. She broke up with that guy and now she also broke up with her old face. That was messy. And then
she was such a pretty lady. And the most recent picture, she's such a victim. It's awful. And I know that a lot of people swear by the lip inflation. Mm-hmm. They love it. They love the look.
Yep.
It clearly.
It's everywhere. A lot of people do it.
Okay.
I've had a lot of time to think about the whole, all the things people are doing to themselves kind of regularly. And I guess I got to accept it. I don't want like some friend of mine to like not do what they want to do because they're like, oh God, Sarah will sell me out on the air or whatever. Like,
let me ask you a question.
Go ahead and do it. I don't, who cares?
As a singer, I realize like you know,
do I need to try this? Yeah, I do.
She's
I
no, you know, expert
on singing.
Right.
She's a pretty good singer.
Is she?
I don't know. Yeah.
What sure. song do you like?
The one that Billy Mann wrote for her. It's called Nothing But a T-Shirt On. Never Felt So Beautiful.
Okay. Okay, good.
With You.
Great.
It's called With You.
She's got more hits than me. All right.
She does have
to
a
my
hit
point,
that I
then,
know of.
Here's what I'm trying to say. Wouldn't you be careful with your lips? You go out in the world. You got to sing. I mean, your mouth is part of the delivery.
The shaping of the things.
There's definitely, there's definitely stuff you don't want to. And I realize there are people who've gotten nose jobs that are singers. So there's, yes. you know, you may... Your need to look good may outweigh your need to sound good.
Yeah.
Or maybe someone promises you it's not going to cause any issue. But I feel like your mouth, I do mouth exercises for this job.
Yep.
And I'm not singing.
Just to loosen everything up and make sure everything's going to work that day.
Right.
Over enunciating.
And there's these giant blown up lips.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at her lips right now, as I do from time to time. I've seen worse. They're big. Don't get me wrong. She's definitely had stuff done to them. In fact, they enter the room before she does. But I've definitely seen bigger blown up lips than this. We're talking about Jessica Simpson, the singer. And she drinks snake product for like real snakes that slither on the ground. Reptiles, not this is not a euphemism for anything. But the things that make new snakes, baby snake assist is don't make that noise. That's what she's drinking in this. And her friend had to Google what it was. I have to admit, as somebody who I sing every single day and it sounds great, like, woo, I should probably try that. I probably can't afford it, you know, secret Chinese thing that Jessica Simpson is buying. It's just selling out now. Anyway, the other thing that I thought was funny in this was the whole, we'd been talking about, I saw on some talk show years ago, this lady, she was like home tips, like maybe, you see those life hacks all the time on all the social media and they're like, oh, here's a better way to peel a banana or here's a good way to clean your floor. And this lady's life hack, this was before the days of social media. She was like, you take your baby's diaper, the only wet one, not the, and that's sterile and you put it on your face. And apparently, according to that lady, that would help you with your skin. But people will try anything that people are saying will work because we all want to look younger. Kim Kardashian and Jennifer Aniston both swear by the salmon stuff. And they rub it on their faces. I wouldn't even know where to get that. I mean, I'll Google it and find out. But,
Can I get that at Ulta? Oh, I remember when we did the story that, they offered it at places where they do Botox and stuff. They offer that because they inject it in.
Just BS, right? It's like some kind of fishy smelling something. And they're like, oh yeah, yeah. Rub this on your face. It's $600 a bottle.
Salmon DNA face mask.
They inject it.
$49.
Oh, yeah. Salmon DNA, a face mask. Oh, so I could do this on a girls' weekend.
There you go.
Hey, I brought us all salmon DNA face masks.
Groupon has a deal for salmon DNA facials.
Oh, that's fantastic. This is great. Can make that happen. Anyway, ladies, I thought you might want to hear the latest and let's get that skin looking good. Lube up those
vocal
cords.
The weird thing about this.
Oh, there's.
In my opinion.
Besides doing it at all.
These are some of the most beautiful people in the world.
But this might be why.
No.
Are you sure?
I'm pretty sure. I just think the desperation to stay
young and hot
is out of control. Yeah.
Well, people place a lot of value on it. It's really hard to
overcome.
Well,
yeah, they're making, you know, some of them. Jennifer Aniston's she's not a billionaire, but she's.
Let's do a game.
She's a 200 millionaire at least, if not 500 millionaire.
I think she's closer to that. Let's make a guess. You're Googling that now, Maddie. What do you think?
I'll say 300 millionaire.
I'll say 301 millionaire.
Sarah wins. It's 320 millionaire.
Oh, that's close though, Vinny. You were going half. I would if you'd said half a million, I might have said lower. I mean, half a billion.
Anyway. All right.
Yeah. Speaking of rich people who may or may not get stuff done to their face, it seems to me like Ben Affleck has gotten some stuff done.
He does?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think so. Well, first off, he got all his teeth replaced. Like, he used to have total Boston guy teeth. Like, now he's got big movie star teeth.
Isn't the story that they asked him to replace them?
I think Disney actually paid for it because he
was
going to
be. What movie was that?
Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
But that was right when he was becoming a legitimate big movie star. But no, I've seen him. I want to say he got some eye work done. And he's had, he probably does Botox and all. Everybody does it. It's the Hollywood staple. You know who did it right, but it's kind of catching up with her, is Sandra Bullock. Like, she for a really long time. Yeah, he's looking pretty.
It looks like he's Botoxed.
Yeah, he's looking pretty on the forehead.
Pretty tightly done. See if you can find some. That's from a few years ago, that the one on the right. We're going to look for a picture where there's ones where all of a sudden his eyes look really different. Oh. But then those things settle. You know, you get all this stuff done to yourself and your lips blow it up and then everything settles down. It'll be fine. Don't worry. Just hide for a while. Just pretend you got a cold and put a face mask on. You'll be fine. The face mask is a legitimate face cover up now. Ben Affleck. when you're Ben Affleck, you know it's true. You're like, hey, I want to, you know, Ana de Armas gave Ben Affleck a BMW motorcycle a few years ago when they were dating, like for his whatever 55th birthday.
Oh, she's awesome.
She is awesome. May or may not be dating Tom Cruise at this point. But she's got that ballerina movie coming out. It's in the John Wick universe. Mm-hmm. Don't watch the trailer or everything gets spoiled for you. So Ben, he likes motorcycles, I guess, and he seems to have a worn in outfit that he wears, but he's like, I'm going to get an electric motorcycle. So what does Ben do? He has the motorcycle place just drop a bunch of them off at his house so he can try them at his leisure. That's got to be nice, right? Just like, yeah. Oh, just drop a few. So then now the paparazzi's like, oh, today he's on a red one. Now he's on a blue one.
I have to believe that while you say it's got to be nice, it's also nice to go into a store, shop, and not be followed and photographed.
Yes,
so
as a normal
I can understand
being.
Why he went, you know what? Listen, I'm buying one. I'm probably going to drop $50,000 at your place.
Yeah.
So
can you bring them over?
Do me
I'll
a favor.
Pay you for delivery.
It's going to be a scene if I just try to go down the street and come and check them out. So
I guess he's been, and that's a nice thing for stars. They can actually be out in the world and not be hassled because they have a big motorcycle helmet on.
Mm-hmm.
Like you see that.
Sketchy.
Mm-hmm.
But yes.
Yeah. Probably can get away with what you just go like be like, oh, I or like skiing and snowboarding is probably like, oh, that's a big draw because I just put on a pair of goggles and pull up a little gator over my face and boom, nobody knows who I am all day long. I'm nobody. It's great.
Boom.
Boom. Anyway, when Ben Affleck test drives motorcycles, they just bring them all to his house, leave them there for a few days. Just leave them. It's fine.
Which one did he pick? Does
he
say?
Hadn't picked yet. He's still just driving them all around. He actually, by the way, someone was talking to him and got him talking, and he said the whole Jennifer Lopez thing is embarrassing.
Wait, what?
He says it was embarrassing. Let me see if I can find the exact quote here.
He's not embarrassed about the whole salmon DNA facials?
No, I don't think he's the one getting those.
Oh, he doesn't get those?
We'd actually moved over to it. Maybe he does. I don't know. We could ask him next time we talk to him. He said that basically... He said now, after the post-breakup, he feels vulnerable and it's sort of embarrassing that they went in so hard and then had to get married and have a bunch of different weddings. And she wrote a whole thing about the greatest love of all.
Yeah, the whole thing. Yep.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
All the photos are you two fighting outside a coffee shop.
They settled their divorce in January. And he's recently been spending more time with his ex, Jennifer Garner, and their three kids, Violet, who's 19, Serafina, who is 16, and Samuel. And earlier this month, they all went to that cozy paintball outing, which caused Jennifer Garner's boyfriend, John Miller, to go, no more of that. No more. I get it.
Did he defend it?
No.
Ben didn't defend
it. No, Ben said no.
That's where my kids came from. It's natural.
Of course I'm hugging on her. Yeah, I don't want you photographed hugging my woman. I've been dating her since 2018.
Is that what we call that now? A hug?
Yeah, that was, you know, I feel like, was that? He couldn't have been cupping her woman area. That was just a bad, that was like, or a good, as his hand swung back, the person taking the picture got it just as it crossed that.
I don't know.
Like, I'm thinking there were inches between.
Or that's how he hugs people who had his kids.
There, like, let's, I don't want to hug you so hard that the bottom falls out.
Like, is that why Batman why has would he have,
yes,
about?
Batman's like, I hug people so hard. Squeeze your...
All right.
Okay.
Did I
just win best text of the day?
I think you might.
It's amazing.
I just prolapse people when I hug them. I gotta be very careful.
Listen, you do have, when you're really strong, you have to be careful about stuff like that. Some, you know, it's, and I'm not even, I mean, I get we're joking about this, but I am serious. Like, don't hug people too hard. Maybe for that reason, maybe for other reasons. It's like the people who want to shake your hand and crush every bone in your hand. I know you're having a good time with this, but I'm thinking it's, well,
what?
You know, what if someone even just had like a stomach ache or was having like, you know, cramps or something, and like, oh no, I gotta. But I, let me hug Ben Affleck first.
Next story. Yes, you gotta,
who thinks this stuff?
I don't. Vinny, obviously. The one who's saying that's how he hugs her, and I was trying to think of what possible reason would that be. It was you. That was not me. The 20 TV houses Americans want to live in.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you heard me.
What did you just
this is your
say?
This is your next option. Right. These are houses on TV that people are like, they, you know, did a poll.
Oh, I want to live in the Home Improvement house. Is that it?
Oh, let me see if Home Improvement's on it. I don't think that one's on.
Oh, whatever.
Here.
I just
But we're number one here.
Oh, the I never watched that show. I don't even know what it's called.
It's called Full House.
Yeah, that one.
The Tanner House in San Francisco is number one on this list. And basically, those are not how, you don't even know what the inside of those houses look like. Those are the exterior shots that they do for these shows. I went through this whole list and thought to myself, what? No Downton Abbey on this?
Oh, get out of here.
My God, that's where I want to live.
Nobody watches that show.
Even Violet's house from Downton Abbey. Really, anywhere near Downton Abbey. I want to live there. My God.
I'm 100% with you.
Yes. Oh, it's so incredible.
Except for the heating bill would be terrible there.
Well, if I can afford to live there, I mean, yeah. It's worth it to be freezing.
Heating bill.
It's a big house.
Yeah.
It's a manor.
It is a manor. It's an abbey, whatever that is. Downton Abbey. These are the other picks that people had. Don't stop laughing. You're very volatile today.
Well, I mean...
The Banks Mansion.
Ben Affleck just turns people inside out.
Just, you know, he's squeezy. That was why it was so considerate of him to do the undercut.
Holy.
It's like, let's hold that chassis in place. Oh, let's get that. Here, I'll help you. Here comes a hug. Okay, never mind. Who cares? This story sucks.
I care.
Anyway.
No, this story is number one.
No, but that's all you really need to know. That's the one everybody wants to live in.
No, tell me number two.
Listen, it doesn't matter because Downton Abbey is a bunk list.
Nobody watches Downton Abbey.
Oh.
Bob?
Oh, stop it.
You watch that show?
Be honest. I don't.
Okay, thank you.
You know what? You have that to look forward to in your life. He'll never watch it.
Thanks for the rec, Sarah.
Sure. Yep. No problem. They have a bunch of movies, too. So good.
Ooh.
Oh.
Where's my Masterpiece Theater? Oh! All I have to say is, if you'd like a glimpse back in a period piece to a beautiful manor that you can actually visit in real life, Highclere Castle, you simply must watch Downton Abbey on PBS.
Oh, no.
Hold your ear. Am I right?
It is the best.
It really is. Okay, what's coming up in the news?
Hey, am I winning the final four? Am I winning the pool? We'll tell you after these.
Okay.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you. With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
I'll do it. Just meet me at the
song.
It's so good.
It's another home run.
Mm-hmm. Surprise, Bruno Mars and another home run. Mm-hmm. Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It's Monday. Somewhere here. Oh, there we go. Check out the Alice 973 Instagram. I knew it was here somewhere. And you'll see pictures from the show and get links to all our personal profiles. Amazing.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Odyssey app. Our amazing free app is the home of the Sarah and Vinny Show, and you can listen to Alice at 97.3 all day.
Odyssey with an A.
Odyssey.
Home, car, anywhere you are. Odyssey.
Odyssey.
Plus, you'll be automatically entered for a vast array of amazing contests. Download the Odyssey app today.
A-U-D-A-C-Y.
Good luck.
My new dog is listening on the Odyssey app right now. How are you doing, Big Tuna?
So you have decided it's your dog.
It's Big Tuna, and it is his dog. He's showing me dog. It's like, you know how some people come over with their kid videos? He's coming over with a dog.
Bro, you rescued a dog. That's amazing.
All right. Thank you.
Like I said, I wouldn't change
his
name.
He's going to rescue you,
but
too.
Then again, he's in dog jail. He's going to be like, I'm keeping the name, and I'm going to stay in jail. I'll wait it out. Or is he going to go home with the guy that's going to love him?
Okay, I'll do it. I love you, too. I love you. So
I was looking for the name the whole time on Friday when you were talking about him being called Red, and every time I couldn't think of it, and I couldn't find a second to look it up. Red Fox is one of the funniest guys in the whole world. Mm. And I was trying to find that name, Red Fox. What is the guy? Someone wrote it in this morning, Red Fox. I thought, Red's not a bad name.
Not a terrible name.
Eh. What's Redwood? That's the dog's name.
Redwood?
Was it hippie?
That's not bad.
That's not bad either.
Not Woody. Name him Woody.
No, I've been calling him Fred Big Woody when I need him to do something. So
it's better than Big Tuna. Come on.
No, Big Tuna's the best.
All right. Well, so there it is. Anyway. Let's get to some stuff.
Let's do stuff. Or not.
Happy Cesar Chavez Day, everyone. Today is his day. I believe it was President Obama that marked March 31st as Cesar Chavez Day. So, and I know there are people celebrating. So
have a great Cesar Chavez Day.
They call this National Farm Workers Day, too. Mm. So no coincidence there, right? I mean, yes. Never mind.
It makes sense.
Right. Jeez, what is wrong with me? Okay, I've got a few stories here that I wanted to do, and I'm going to actually have to ask, I don't know if we can get Scott Buttman on the phone, but maybe we can get him to look into this and tell us more at a later date. Bill Gates from Fortune magazine is in the news this morning saying, get ready for a two-day work week. It's coming in less than 10 years.
Bill Gates from Microsoft?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Sounds great.
He says, thanks to AI replacing humans for most things, it'll be a 2-day work week. So here's one of the this guy, he even tapped out of making money at some point there and was like, I'm good. Let's let someone else run this thing. You know, the Microsoft thing. And yet he still has made all the money.
Yes.
He's in the billionaires club.
Oh, sure. Remember, for a long time, he was the
richest man in the world and tapped out.
In fact, his wife, ex-wife, Melinda, she got whatever she got, $65 billion, let's say. And she became like the richest woman in the world just from the divorce settlement. And she's been actively trying to get rid of that money. She made that Warren Buffett pledge where you give away at least half your fortune. And it's like when you have in the billions of dollars, there's no way to get out from under it, turns out.
I'm not able to...
I would love to try, though, if anyone would like to give me some billions.
I'm not able to see a world where you're paid enough for 2 days' work that you make a living.
Right.
I don't see it.
I think what he's doing is warning us that there won't be work anymore and that it will be a problem. I think that's what he's
right.
saying.
Yes. Oh, I see it. That's what I'm saying.
There's no good news in that statement. Like, yay, we're all working 2 days a week. Oh, wait, right. Our bills. What? Wait, what?
If you're not a fan of the 9-to-5 weekly grind, there's good news. Bill Gates is predicting that in just 10 years, humans might work 2 days out of the week. And that's thanks to AI. At the current pace of innovation, the Microsoft co-founder predicts that humans will no longer be needed for most things. So a rethinking of the workplace will soon be in order. And so while we all go, run on to Chappie Cheat, look and ask it a question. Yeah. It's so smart.
It's so smart.
It's so fun.
Yes. And very helpful.
This is where we're participating in a huge change in our world. Yep. Blindly.
Right.
Signing up, paying them. What's that cost? That's nothing. Let's do it. Meanwhile,
all the benefits and all our everything will go away. Right now, there will be no more full-time jobs. You won't get paid for that.
I don't know. Maybe someone can, you know, out there can say, like, no, there'll be a shift, but it'll be this instead of that.
Let's hope so.
On the bright side, can you get Scott Budman to bright side of this?
We're going to get Budman
us?
On. I'm trying to schedule him up for tomorrow.
Great.
So,
right.
But because we had a few things that have come up over the last week that I think he can help out with. So
we just have some questions. Yeah, he's the guy who makes us feel like everything will be okay. Except when he doesn't.
Right.
We'll let you know, though. But yeah, he's working on it.
All right. Thank you.
Scientists say.
Science. No.
Science. Scientists say that grandma hobbies could be the secret key to happiness.
I agree with that.
The story is about how people pick up knitting needles and find true joy. There's no question that I have seen different levels of participation in my own house, but Nona has basically taught everyone how to crochet. And then it was funny watching, because Nona has been doing this since she's a kid.
Right.
She was taught it, and she's not really a teacher. So I'm listening to her and Christina as my mom's trying to teach her to, and she's like, wait a minute, that's backwards. I don't do it that way. And I'm like, oh my God, these two are going to kill each other just making a blanket in the other room.
Oh.
But it's because, you know, you have to do it. When you're teaching someone something, you have to show them the...
You're showing them backwards because you're sitting in front of them and they're watching you. And you're trying to move your hands along the...
She wasn't able to...
Yes.
...make the... Anyway, it does seem, though, that people find true joy in quiet time hobbies known as grandma hobbies.
You know... Which is fine. Call them grandma hobbies if you must. But I feel like that puts something on them that makes you feel that someone might feel like, I can't do a grandma hobby, when they might actually get some real joy out of it. Like, there's nothing like watching television while you're knitting a scarf for someone that you love, or making a hat, or doing a blanket, because you're also, because now you can totally justify that you watch TV for 2 hours.
They say this is learning a new hobby can be a great brain boost. It's especially true of cozy hobbies, they're calling them as well, which often have a mind-body connection. It prompts the brain to engage in different ways, stimulating new thought patterns and cognitive processes while you're watching a TV show.
Right. And the nice thing about making a blanket while you're sitting on the couch watching TV is that there comes a point when the blanket is warming you up. You're working on it and it's laying
you
across
get under
you.
It.
You get under it. It's really, I love it. I don't knit, I crochet, I find it, and it is a grandma thing, fine, but it's also awesome.
I think you're taking that the wrong way. They're truly trying to tell you here that.
But nobody wants to do a grandma thing.
You may have thought of things like crochet, bird watching, gardening, baking, and other cozy pursuits as grandma hobbies. But these things can all have great health benefits on top of having, in some cases, a blanket at the end of your effort.
You've made something. I love making things.
Is really a good, I know a lot of people who like that, but you will ultimately have to give that stuff away.
Yes.
Like, you cannot
That's not good for your health, because you can't eat 50 cookies every day. I think I'll bake myself 20 cupcakes.
I had 3 cakes this weekend. What did you do?
But I baked them all. They were made from scratch in my home.
You can't keep that hobby up. You really can't.
Right.
Not enjoying
it. But, I mean, okay, so maybe baking cookies and cakes and treats is not the thing. Maybe it's just overall cooking. Like, cooking is it. John That's absolutely one of his hobbies. He loves to read recipes. He has Pinterest boards with all his things. He has a thing where he keeps all the notes for all the recipes he's made. Guy's great. I love it. And I never give him crap for it because I would never call it a grandma hobby because then he might stop doing it.
Oh, God.
Like, I can't have that. I'll starve to death.
Research shows that learning new skills, such as playing a musical instrument or picking up a new language, can enhance cognitive function and memory. That's absolutely what...
Yeah.
I don't have a lot of time to play guitar because we've got two little kids, but I wanted to learn music theory. And so I...
Read music.
All the stuff. Understand scales. Understand, you know, all the things about music. The building blocks of chords. All these things. And I've been studying that and I love it. But my family's like, can you please play us a song? Mm. And I'm like... Listen to this scale. All right. It's not really.
That's really funny.
But I'm enjoying it.
You've really put a lot of work into this. That's really funny.
I love it, though.
You should.
I love it.
Yep. I'm not going to. You should.
Just like you should love your crocheting or whatever other thing you do, your cozy hobby.
The thing that makes you happy.
It's good for your mental health. Yes. So if you haven't and you're looking for something meditative that you can pick up, look into. I could never bird watch, but I know people do it.
I know. I'll watch birds in my backyard, but I am not going to look them up in a book and catalog that. But it is interesting. I'm always like, run away from the cats, guys. The cats are coming for you.
That's what you say to the birds?
Yeah. We have these stupid doves in our yard. Like, I swear to God, they're like, I'm like, why don't you just find the cat and try to make your nest on the cat? That would be probably easier all the way around. They're so dumb. Oh, who's doing that?
That wasn't me.
Mm. I thought you were ding-dinging me.
No, I didn't ding you. Mm. Did you ding her?
No dinging here.
Oh, I heard it. Did you hear it?
I did hear it.
Hot wifing. You heard of this trend?
Hot wifing?
Hot wifing.
I have not. Tell me everything.
It's a bizarre new trend where couples are saying, it's saved our marriage.
Hot wifing. Okay.
Couples are opening up their relationship to a new trend called hot wifing, which sees husbands watch their wives be with other men. It's kind of like, and this is how they've written it here.
Okay.
So take exception with the author.
Okay.
Not your reporter. It's kind of like letting your friend test drive your car. In what world? What? Is letting someone hump your wife.
Yeah, a test drive is something you do if you're going to potentially buy the car. Like, are we selling women in this story?
He gets to see how well it rides. He's got to give it back. And in the husband, it creates a great sense of pride. Like, you see what I got? Except, yeah, he did more than see what you got. He had what you have.
Used your stuff, man.
And meanwhile, I assume the wife's like, yeah, let me.
Well, let's hope.
Let me ask Frank.
I feel like that would, you know, let's ask her first.
They're actually saying, though, that this is helping save their marriage. Hot wifing. You in or are you out?
I'm out. I'm fully out.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that either.
I'm actually a little bit. I mean, I'm not upset. You can do whatever you want, but I feel like that's another one of those beginning of the end things. It's like suddenly you're in a relationship for so long, you're like, we should add someone else to this.
Is that one of those, honestly, I'm asking, do you think the wife in that scenario needs to be begged? Or do you think she's like, anything but you? Yeah, let's spice this up. Bring it on.
I feel like if you've got to beg your wife to hot wife for you, that is ridiculous. Is that really such a trend that it makes? Hold on. I'm going to see if it pops right up when I Google it.
Google it.
All right, hold on.
And we'll find out.
It's not in the top, the hot W, hot water, hot wheels, WI, hot wings, hot wire, hot wine.
They're calling it a lifestyle. We hope we're able to
hot
provide.
Hot wife is there. And it's there. Yes.
Yeah.
Slowly but surely, we got there.
I could feel my husband's unconditional love and support.
Oh.
I guess while his friend was on
Are you like making eye contact with your husband across the room, like they locked eyes? Like, yeah, this guy's really enjoying
some
the
of
rig.
You are capable of things that I am not.
Yeah,
that's all there is
I'm
to
definitely
that.
Not capable of that. That is just, I don't know. That just feels very wrong to me. So I guess I'm just a Puritan at heart.
Maddie, you're kinky.
Yeah, Maddie, you're yeah. Maddie, kinky no. one on the show.
You wouldn't have.
No.
When you were married, you wouldn't
no,
have said.
No, I'm too please. Jealous of a guy. There's yeah. no way.
Yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Yeah,
it's weird.
Like
it's almost
either.
like the whole concept of it is I'm just not that interested in you anymore. Once you bang that guy and then I can see how hot you are. I don't like any part of that.
I don't either.
It's yucky.
It's a strange.
It's out of nowhere too. Like I really did not.
And the way they're wording it, like he's.
Yeah. Oh,
sharing.
I'll get more into her if I see that she's still hot.
Oh.
I'm so sick of doing her. But if someone else is doing her, maybe I'll want to again. Oh, great. Wow. Lucky me. I would love to. Let me just show you how hot I am with someone else. Maybe I'll just leave you and you can look through the window.
You know what, though? Maybe there's a wife out there going, yeah. Yep. I would love to do that.
Maybe.
Well, oh, we've told them all about says, it then. Hot wifing is not new. Been
well,
doing
new
a
us.
Lot of research on it for years.
Oh.
Oh.
Well. It's new to us.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it.
Well, and I'm
heard
not,
of three ways. I mean, that's.
No, but the husband's just watching.
Yeah.
He's not right. participating. I don't know.
It's, you know, you just have to find a lot of people who are all going to agree on this. Like, you got to find a wife who's like, okay. Let me show you how hot I am, even though you see me every single day, and I'm willing. And then you got to find a guy who's like, yes, I want to bone your wife. And okay, you can be in the room.
It's a lot.
And watch me do it.
Maybe this
to
is
her.
Like one of those things that frat uh-huh. bros do once they're older. Like they're such best oh. friends that.
Oh,
girl,
you're going to let your best friend
I don't
at
know.
Me.
I don't huh. know. I couldn't. I can't
You've
get
told
my,
me what he's been up to all these years.
I anyway, let's move on. March Madness happened over the weekend.
Oh, yeah. Is
and
Vinny
I
winning?
Believe I am winning our Mm-mm. pool.
You Uh-oh. Are not anymore.
Oh.
You are 1 point behind me.
Oh.
So here's how it's going to work out for you and I. Sarah,
what?
You
I'm
have no teams left.
Okay,
you are
great.
Completely out
Thank
of it.
Thank you.
I have picked three teams in the
yes.
final four.
Oh my
you
God,
two.
My guesses were way off.
In your face.
Okay, thanks.
So really, if it comes down to Houston and Florida for you and I, because if Florida goes and wins, you're going to win. But
oh, did you guys pick?
Houston
you
does,
two
I will.
Separate? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You're going to be rooting for Houston. You're going to be rooting for Florida.
I've never cheered for anything Florida, but I'm going to have to cheer hard.
I can't believe
I need
you
the
picked
win.
Them.
Well, I mean, I've heard they're good.
Yeah. Well, and you knew about the numbers, too.
Yeah, I did.
Did you go by the numbers?
Of course.
But you picked some upsets.
You have to use the... Well, yeah, I mean, but, you know, the rankings are there for a reason.
Mm, yeah, I didn't realize.
Did you used to read the racing form when you went to horse races?
No.
Oh, really? Yeah.
I think I've gone to horse races like twice.
Oh, you're not into that.
No, right. It's actually not a good... It's not a good life for a horse.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I didn't know that at the time. I haven't been. I used to live near the Del Mar racetrack. So summer would come around and we would
and the
go.
Ponies would
well,
be
let's
running.
Go get 20 beers and sit on the inside track of the race and, you know, and take our $5 and see what we can do with it. Some
Did you
cases,
ever hit for any?
I never hit for anything big. The biggest hit, I wasn't at the races that day, but my friends came home S-faced and they like lost the key to the house and had to climb up the balcony and they're falling over the and they're like, we won! And I was just like completely sober going, okay, I'm going to bed, boys. Have a good one.
Why did they win?
I don't know, like hundreds.
Oh.
Which for us at the time
sure.
was a lot.
That was a rent.
Well, and I think they drank
weed,
a lot
beer.
Of it. Yeah, I mean, they definitely hit the bar, as you would say.
The bar? Was it a full bar?
Our text number is 800-400-3697. We got a little contest going, so if you send us the best, funnest, funniest, smartest, whatever is deemed the best text
of the day,
you'll get a prize.
Yeah.
What?
Uh-oh. What?
My son's dad would love to see me with another man.
My son's dad would love to see me with another man.
It doesn't have anything to do with lost lust. He just thinks it's really hot. Maria app.
Okay, well, people have different levels of tolerance.
Is, you know, like if when we would talk to our friend Scott, who would say there's nothing hotter than, you know, sharing or seeing someone do something. And that for him is his definition of hot. For me, that's the definition of heartbreak.
Right.
Like, no, get off my wife. No. That's not.
Would be my answer.
I do that. You don't do that.
Right. And don't, and stop acting like you enjoy it so much. I'm mad at both of you.
Quick little update, make Vinny happy. Scott Budman tomorrow, 7:30.
All right.
Yes. I hope he can explain how we're going to make enough money to live in 2 days.
You can start your research now, Scott. You're listening.
Hot wifing was the end of my friend's marriage.
Well,
he totally encouraged it, set it up with a stranger. She did it to save the marriage. He got jealous. The end.
Mm.
Oh!
Yes. I'm sure there are experienced people who can handle this, and they're just so evolved. I just feel like, okay, well,
okay,
well, that's
how about
over.
This angle?
All right, let's hear it.
707 says, hot wifing, a desperate attempt for men to justify the cheating they already did.
Oh, ooh. That's possible. Oh.
A version of hot wifing is in this white... It comes up on White Lotus this season.
Isn't that hot brothering?
You haven't seen it yet? Or, oh, you have? Yeah. Well, version.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't... I guess I haven't gotten to that part. I'm trying to think if I've seen that. I don't think I have. But I didn't watch last night's episode.
415 says, I get hot wifing every morning, usually around 6:30. She has to kick off the covers and can get quite sweaty. Menopause is tough.
Oh, hot wifing. I should have known it was a menopause thing. I didn't realize.
That was pretty cute.
That was a funny one.
Good job.
Set that one aside. That's a contender. Draw off the covers. Turn the fan on!
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Let's see. Morgan and SNL plus Jelly Roll keeps on being awesome and Outside Lands tickets.
What?
Wake up.
Thank you.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.